Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Vitella, now. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and I'd like to introduce my other co-host, Martin Vitella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good, sitting here and quietly rusting away.
Well, we've been talking about all sorts of things having to do with the health education part of the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, which is at www.life-enthusiast.com. And we talked about, you know, really there's four parts to being healthy. One is, of course, cleansing, and the second part is nutrition. Third part is our pH balance, and the fourth part is our vibration. And now, of course, what we're going to be doing in our upcoming podcasts is breaking those down into smaller bite-sized chunks, because each one of those parts are, there's just so much to it. And we've talked about algae and amino acids and some aging issues and functional medicine. And today, what we're going to be talking about are antioxidants, because really it's gone almost beyond a buzzword to a cliche. Is, you know, you have to get your antioxidants because of this and because of that, and of course you go into any grocery store or drugstore, and they've got a whole wall of bottles and pills for us to look at. Some are tropical flavored, and some are orange flavored, and some are pills, and some are capsules, and some are time released, and some are this and some of that. And I think there's a huge industry there, and people are maybe being taken for a little bit of a ride, Martin.
Well, I'm not so sure that, you know, taken for a ride is a good expression. You can certainly pay too much, always. What we should know is that antioxidants are really important. As we discussed the functional medicine, oxidative stress was one of the five all-important topics.
Right.
And oxidative stress shows on your body as, for instance, wrinkles. Visualize the person you know that has been drinking and smoking for many years. Mm-hmm. And compare him to somebody who's either much younger or not drinking and smoking. The difference you'll see is on their face, on their skin. It's going to be totally obvious, right?
That's right.
And so what you see there, that's the oxidative damage. So antioxidants will prevent that. So what's that all about then, right?
Right. Well, I guess the first question is, you know, what are antioxidants?
Well, I guess an antioxidant will prevent oxidation.
So anything that prevents rust.
Right. Correct. Yeah, because converting of pure iron or steel, you know, you have the Fe, and then you turn it into Fe2O3, which is a oxidated iron, rust. And this happens everywhere. You know, you oxidate aluminum and you oxidate whatever else. I mean, your wiper blades will become brittle and will stop functioning properly because they will lose their flexibility because they've oxidated. They're
right.
Cross-linked.
Right.
And the sun and the air will cause the damage. And same goes with the human body. If there is an abundance of the prevention of the excessive oxidation, you will stay younger longer. But here's the problem. If you completely prevent oxidation, you will kill me. Because, after all energy exchange is an oxidation and reduction. I mean, I have to oxidate the food that I ingest in order to take the energy out of it.
Mm, that's right.
You know, think of it this way. You ingest a carbohydrate and something like sugar or starch, and that's composed of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. And what comes out of you is carbon dioxide. So the carbon and the oxygen are leaving your body, and the hydrogen is retained. And the hydrogen, that is the ultimate in the antioxidants. So
hydrogen
if you're dealing
is the,
with,
sorry. Can you just explain that a little more, Martin? The hydrogen is the ultimate in the antioxidants?
It would be, yes. Because, you know, the hydrogen is the simplest form of physical and chemical existence. We have one proton at the center and one electron in the orbit.
Okay.
So if you have...
Because I'm always thinking of, like, antioxidant being like vitamin C, which is why I was trying to get my head around what you were talking about here.
Okay, well, antioxidant means this. You have an extra electron in the valence layer that is completely willing to give itself away to some other element that is missing the electron in the valence layer. So the oxidating agent is somebody who's hungry for the electron, and the antioxidant is somebody who's got the electron ready to give.
Right. And that takes us into the really into the molecular or atomic level of this.
Yes, molecular and submolecular at this point, ionic. And so this is where we humans are essentially like the stars. You know, think of the sun.
Right.
It's got a huge store of hydrogen, and it's burning up the hydrogen, converting it into helium. Here we are essentially taking in light, which has been converted by plants into carbohydrates, and we're ingesting those, and we're exhaling carbon dioxide, inhaling the oxygen that the plants put out, and retaining the hydrogen that came with it. And we use that hydrogen as fuel for the furnace inside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way of looking at it. We're all little stars.
Yeah, that's it.
I'd never actually heard that expression before. I think that's wonderful.
I think I only came up with it 10 minutes ago.
So what we
want to know is, what's this big deal with antioxidants?
Mm-hmm. How can we get them?
Right. So, of course, they come packaged with the antioxidants. So you have both the fuel, which you're going to be burning with the help of oxygen, but you at the same time need to cool it with the antioxidant, because, you know, you are oxidating it. It's sort of like burning, but at the same time you need to prevent the fire from burning you down. It's sort of like having a hot potato, and you need to sort of throw it from one hand to the other. That's essentially the process of the furnace inside of a human cell. I mean, you have a fire inside, but you're trying to contain it somehow. So it's
right.
it's a constant battle between the oxidation and prevention of too much of oxidation.
Like you said, it's a balance. I just really repeated what you said, but it is balancing those two aspects of what's going on.
Right, like you have energy. You're an athlete and you want to run. So now you need to have fuel to burn and oxygen to burn it with. But as you're burning it, you're actually increasing the temperature. You're heating the fire. You're heating the engine. So now you have to have antioxidants that are going to actually prevent it from self-combusting in some way.
Right. Yeah, and that's quite important.
Yes. So what do we do, right? How do we get the right kind of antioxidants in? We need to have the broad range of them. You know, vitamin C is water soluble. It lasts in your body only 4 hours. If you take vitamin C in the morning, by lunchtime, it's all gone out of your body. That's why you cannot just really take a one a day. That's the ultimate nonsense that the supplement industry has put on people, that you could actually take one a day.
Mm-hmm. It can't happen.
Well, essentially not with the vitamin C. Even if it's buffered, even if it's time release and all of that, you know, slow release, it slows down, and maybe we can stretch it from 2 hours to 4 hours. But I can promise you that if you take that supplement in the morning, there's none of it left by the evening.
Right.
So if you're going to put yourself into a oxidative situation in the evening, you know, a smoky bar with a few glasses of alcohol, over top of your I don't know what, fried fish and chips.
Yeah. Ooh, sounds good.
It sounds great, but you're going to oxidate like crazy. So you need to have protection. The antioxidants for fats are fat-soluble vitamins, which are A, D, E, and K. So any fried food, well, you better load up on vitamin E to protect yourself and vitamin A to protect your inner organs.
Right.
Without vitamin E, you go blind soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I meant vitamin A. And so it goes. Vitamin B gets depleted with stress. You know, the more stressful your life, the more you need to supplement it. But you need to supplement it in a way that's what should I say, time release or evenly spaced. You know, you need to take a teaspoon of our superfood in the morning, and then another one after lunch.
Right.
You can't just take it all in the morning and just say, okay, I'm healthy now. And then hit yourself, as I illustrated, with this beautiful session of oxidative stress in the evening.
Well, and that actually is just common sense when you think about it, because we don't have a breakfast and not eat the rest of the day.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes sense that you want to make sure that you're always giving your body the nutrition that it wants.
Yes.
And when you talk about, I really like the analogy of the body rusting, because when I grew up, I always, you know, saw these cars, you know, rusting, right? And just the elements breaking down, you know, the steel and whatever else was in the car. And I notice a lot fewer cars rusting today. So it strikes me as, and also I think people are living healthier and longer today than they were in my youth too. So it seems to me that we can do things that will slow down this aging process or this rusting.
Well, of course we can. And this is where the study of the famous Hunza people comes into play.
Who were the Hunza?
Back, well, it was over 100 years ago, some travelers arrived in this valley, Hunza Valley, which is sort of between Pakistan and China and India. You have the Nagar Valley on one side, Hunza Valley on the other side, sort of north of Islamabad.
So we're talking like right up in the Himalayas, or right beside the Himalayas.
Yeah, right up, right there, right where all of this terrible fighting is now going on. All the terrorists and all of that, they're hiding in them there high hills.
I see.
But anyway, up there is this valley where, I don't remember now who this was that found them the first, but many researchers from the West traveled there because these people were long living. They were 120, 130 years old. They were,
wow.
You know, the men were still having children at age 100, and women were giving birth at age 70 plus.
That's amazing.
Yeah, oh yes. Now, so what was that? So the secret was in the water. It was the water that they were drinking. And a whole bunch of research was done. One successful branch of research was done actually in France, where a fellow whose name is Vincent statistically assembled the health records of different villages and then went and measured the relative hydrogen content of their waters. And he found that the villages that had abundant negative ion presence were healthy, and the ones that had this oxidative water, or water that was lacking the antioxidative properties of the hydrogen, were just sick, way more sick. So he actually established a scale from 42 to 0, 28 being neutral. And what he found is that the villages that had really healthy populations had the water at the level of 21 or 22.
So just a little bit better than
neutral. Yeah.
Hmm.
So these waters had excess hydrogen, that was able to be used in the body to keep the oxygenation under check.
Right.
And so the research, you know, there was this Romanian researcher known as Dr. Coanda, and he worked on it for many years, like I think 40 years, and then didn't figure it out. I mean, he had the original samples of the Hunza water, he tried to replicate it, tried to duplicate it, never came up with it. And then he handed it over to Patrick Flanagan, who worked on it, and he finally had some kind of a breakthrough and figured it out. And Patrick created a product that he called Microhydrin, which later was renamed to Mega H, and then H minus. And we actually have that product available. And that is the universal antioxidant. When you drink water enriched with the Mega H or H minus, you're completely overcoming any oxidative stress that might be happening in the body.
That sounds like an important thing to do if you want to live long.
Yeah, if you want to prevent rusting or the oxidative damage that we described earlier with this the sort of old leather look of these smoking drinking types. Now, what is also recently coming to popularity are water ionizers.
Mm-hmm.
Water ionizers also provide you with a tool that will remove the highly oxidating elements out of your body. So they do this through the artificial splitting of water and giving you the alkaline water on one side and the acidic water on the other side. And you drink the alkaline water and you wash with the acidic water. Because your surface, your skin, benefits from the negative ionization, and your insides benefit from the positive ionization.
Well, that makes sense.
Right. And we actually have something in the Precious Pearls, which I'm sure you still remember.
Yes, yeah, we've talked about them a number of times.
Yeah, the Pearls actually do the same thing as the water ionizers, just not as much. Or they do something very similar to what the Hunza water is like, or what the H minus will provide. So, you know, for people who have the economic means to do the best and do well, you know, a bottle of H minus is about $30 a month. If you can't afford that, well, you can at least have a bag of Prills. They cost $15 and will last you several years. So at least with that, you're protected.
Well, that's absolutely fascinating, Martin. And if somebody wanted to know more about, because I know you've got a lot of articles and a lot of information on this topic, it's very close to your heart, where could they go to find out some more about this?
Well, this here, we're discussing health education antioxidants. And we have just talked over one of the articles. We could get into the other ones, like, for instance, coenzyme Q10 and how it protects your hard-working muscles. Or dark chocolate, how it helps you oxidize, how it keeps you from becoming oxidized.
We'll have to talk about those in a future podcast for sure.
Right. I'm sure people are just sitting on the edge of their seats wanting to hear how chocolate is good for them.
Yeah, I know I am.
Well, it's the flavonoids. And that's actually what makes all of the superfoods so good. You know, flavonoids are all the antioxidant type of molecules that are in all these different seeds. I mean, chocolate, after all, is just a seed of a plant.
Mm, right.
So, you know, enjoy the superfoods in the natural splendor, because, you know, we humans don't know best. Isolating individual elements is not the right way to go. Isolated vitamin C or isolated vitamin B3 or B6, even though it's important, is not the whole answer. If you're taking bioflavonoid in the form of citrus fruits or in the form of schisandra or acerola cherry or something like that, it's it's all combined, not just the water-soluble vitamin C, but the fat-soluble vitamin C, together with this supporting cast of characters that are required to make the whole thing work.
And that was kind of the point I was making in the beginning when we would get these vitamin C pills or whatever. It's kind of like if you have an alphabet with no vowels.
Yes, exactly.
Or an alphabet with no consonants, right? You have our vowels, right? A, B, or A, A and E. Oh, not
yeah,
U.
Well, Hawaiians made a language out of it.
That's true. But
all the same, the point is that it's impossible to have a healthy body by trying to take all these extruded concentrates in the hopes of making it all work. There was an experiment done in the 80s by Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw. It was called... it had to do with life extension. And I think it was called mega vitamin therapy. And they would take huge doses, like mega doses of certain antioxidants. And in the end, they abandoned it because it just doesn't really work. The stuff that really works properly is what nature or God or whatever you want to call that creation has presented us. We are not meant to try and outsmart it. We're supposed to work with it.
That seems like a really good point to end this particular episode, Martin. Highly philosophical and hopefully giving everybody something to think about.
Right. Okay, folks, eat natural. Drink good water. Don't overdo anything. Moderate everything.
Get plenty of sleep.
Right. Get good sleep. Don't drink alcohol unless you want to age faster.
Or smoke.
Yeah, or smoking.
And yeah. If you want to know more of what you can do to improve your health and slow down the aging process and all those good things, you can head over to our website, which is at www.life-enthusiast.com. And Martin, if somebody wanted to actually like speak to you personally about some of their health concerns, how could they do that?
I'm available on the telephone. My direct line is 775-299-4661. Company number is 1-866-543-3388. And we're open about 12 hours a day. And we're looking forward to hearing from people.
Cool. And if you want to listen to more of our podcast episodes, you can head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. They're all archived right there for you. There's over 80 of them. Full of great information.
Okay, folks, we'll be closing out for today. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Goodbye.